This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's election day in the United States of America. We are watching the results come in live on TV along with you right here on the Tuesday night edition. They're all Tuesday night editions, but it's the show on Q Talk America. I'm Clayton McKee alongside Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer, and Al Perkins. We are we're in the throes of the election returns. Marnie brought us cheese and fruit. I have coffee. There's wine. Oh, that's right. You did the color. I'm sorry, yeah. The color combination of the red, the white, and the blue she did. Also, she's got a Starbucks holiday cup. They have four holiday cups this year.
Oh, my goodness.
And so far, to my knowledge, none of them have been called out as racist.
I don't believe that they have. Now, I'm a little opposed to the Starbucks. Whatever.
Why? It's Starbucks.
I felt like being
there. Oh, okay.
Just because.
All right. Do we have any updates on election stuff we want to talk about before
not,
we start
not
our
good
stories?
Ones that we want to talk about now.
Okay. Well, the portable toilets keep on disappearing, and now a German company knows why. What happened, Rachel?
We're just watching. No, go.
I saw that. What's her name said? Not Rachel. What's her name?
Nicole Wallace.
Nicole Wallace said something.
My future ex-wife.
Yeah.
There we go. Oh, and they shipped him to L.A. They got Lawrence's in L.A.
Yeah.
Two men in Germany have been convicted of stealing more than 100 portable toilets.
Attaboy.
The DPA news agency reported that Dusseldorf District Court delivered its verdict Tuesday.
That's funny.
Giving a 40-year-old man a 10-month suspended sentence and a 28-year-old ex-colleague 6 months. Both men worked for a waste disposal company and for whose premises the toilets, worth nearly $79,000, gradually disappeared, a loss that was only discovered a few months later. The men admitting to have sold the toilets to a company in the Netherlands via a go-between. Only three of the missing toilets have resurfaced, and the defendants have both lost their jobs. Wow, that's quite the deal. We're slowly going to pilfer toilets, and we're going to send them to another country.
And do what with them?
Well, they're valuable.
Poop in them, I assume.
100 of them is worth 80,000.
It's a shitter.
It's 70,000 euros is what the 100 of them are worth. That's a lot of money for shitters.
That's good on them.
It really is.
It's really unique.
That's a shitter that better clean itself.
Everybody expects you to steal the jewels, and steal the valuable stuff,
pens,
the electronics. And,
Nobody
everybody expects you to take John.
Right. Shitter.
No one expects... The shitter thieves of Dusseldorf.
Right. The shitter thieves of Dusseldorf.
That Dusseldorf is funny. It's funny.
That's coming up next on Netflix next month.
I like that.
I have to start a band.
Dusseldorf
Ladies
shitters.
And gentlemen, the Dusseldorfs.
Speaking of shitter thieves.
Yeah, very nice.
Thanksgiving is around the corner.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, sure is.
Nice.
Feasting is on everyone's mind, but with so many studies revealing different food-based fountains of youth. Here's what we've got. This is the ultimate menu of dementia-preventing, life-enhancing foods for science.
Well, you better just put it in front of us, because otherwise we'll forget.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Number one, champagne.
Oh, okay.
I know. Drinking 1 to 3 glasses of champagne a week wards off memory loss and dementia.
Well.
And then there's red wine.
I do not believe that at all.
Yeah, keep going. Yep.
Certain compounds in the bubbly help delay the onset of brain disorders like dementia by encouraging healthy levels of proteins in the brain that usually deplete during aging.
Wow. Oh,
good.
Who knew?
Good.
That's good to know.
Makes you smarter.
Okay. Like all right.
Next on the menu, spicy foods.
Okay. I do enjoy spicy foods.
Okay.
Grab a handful of chili peppers and the closest glass of milk to calm the taste buds, of course.
Sure.
And the reflux.
Or hot coffee, too, will also work with spicy foods.
It tricks
your mouth into what it's...
Into what it's upset about?
What it's upset about, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You confuse it with hot taste versus hot feel.
Well, a Chinese study found that those who eat spicy foods 6 or 7 times a week have a lower risk of death from cancer or heart disease. Capsaicin, an ingredient in chili peppers, has also been linked to increased fat burning.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that similar to fat shaming?
Adjacent.
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 Yes. Fat adjacent.
Fat shame adjacent. We're going to add to our dream menu some Mediterranean meals.
Okay.
I do love the Mediterranean food, the hummus and the gyros and the whatever.
Yep.
This diet is, however, filled with vegetables, fish, and healthy fats.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think they're always using that goddamn oil.
I know.
Yep.
Freaking everything. Drowning in olive oil.
Yeah.
But this diet has been proven in studies to reduce the risk of Alzheimer's and breast cancer. and which can and can cut your risk of heart disease in half. Spicy hummus, anyone?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yes. I think
and
yes,
they, and they do have a spicy hummus.
Yeah.
Two I more? Dated someone named Spicy Hummus. That's what we called her.
Really?
No. No. It just right. seemed right.
Because I was going to demand a name. I was going to be like,
I gave you her name. Yeah. Stormy Daniels, Spicy Hummus.
The F fuck. In your history was Spicy yeah. Hummus.
Gina.
No. No, no. I never even met her, and no. No, and no, and no.
Oh, God, that's what, that was one of my favorite things maybe I've ever said. That's funny to me. Oh, that's good stuff.
All right, two more things on the list. Red wine.
Mm-hmm. I see, that's what yeah. I said.
Right, once everybody you get says done, red wine, right? You got to have a little glass of red wine after dinner. Helps improve heart and muscle strength.
Oh.
As much as 1 hour at the gym, according to this bullshit research.
Well, drink up.
Drink your red wine. That's right. And then yep. brush your teeth immediately after because nobody likes those stains.
Yeah, no kidding.
Quote Al Perkins.
Yeah. True story.
Last but not least, who can forget dessert? Chocolate. Chocolate makes you smarter. The end.
The nice. End, yeah.
The nice. End.
All you need
so
to know.
So if you want to live forever, drink champagne, eat spicy foods and or Mediterranean food, drink your red wine, and eat your chocolate.
Wow, through. These are all
it.
Positives.
It is, it is.
Saying,
are you
saying.
All done?
I'm done,
that was
yeah.
fantastic.
Way out of that. Go ahead.
Jesus Christ, this just in. See, oh, that was last time it was Jesus Christ. That's what I said is my headline.
Okay, yeah, catcher. She did.
So I
next
kept
one's
it.
God damn it.
And, very nice. Thank Thanks. You for listening.
Wait, I don't get it.
Women elected to Congress. This just in.
The fuck?
I'm going to fuck up the name, though. That's the problem. Tlaib. Tlaib from Michigan
Tlaib.
Won earlier in the evening, and Tell Omar from Minnesota will be the first headscarf wearing member of Congress.
Oh, wow.
Yes, in Minnesota. That's so cool. They had, when I was there, they were showing lots of ads with regard to her, and she was wonderful. Very, very smart, and people were really excited. Even with the outcome, this was an expected kind of thing. There was a sense of history making when it became official Tuesday night that a Muslim woman was elected to Congress for the first time. So
very good.
Fantastic.
So now there's a Muslim man and a Muslim woman.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Getting seats at the table left and right.
And mm-hmm. so, and then Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib, I'm sorry, 42, won her election after running unopposed by a Republican. And 36-year-old Ilhan Omar of Minnesota is expected to handily win her race later in the evening. The Midwest Democrats previously served as state lawmakers. And that was a big deal a couple years ago when she became a state lawmaker. So that was pretty fantastic. In addition to the first she is expected to share with Tlaib, Omar will also be the first headscarf-wearing member of Congress, as well as the first Somali-American U.S. legislator. What's happening?
I just saw that
They're
number.
Not calling it, but it's not looking good for Kyrsten Sinema.
As well as the first Somali-American U.S. legislator and the first woman of color to represent Minnesota in Congress. So really kind of just real fantastic things. Their election would be a milestone in any year, but is especially symbolic as a rebuke to President Dipshit, fear-mongering about Islam and immigrants. So, yeah, fantastic. And just that is just a very exciting thing. And I'm proud of Minnesota. I think that's great.
It is.
Yeah, I think that's great. So, the end.
Isn't it crazy that somewhere in that part of the country, they're more open-minded than in other areas where you would think the diversity would be a little more? And the, that's...
Sure.
It has to do with the inherent. It has to do with the inherent politeness, I think, and the.
Yeah. Oh, they're the passive aggressive as hell. They're like, fine, we'll go ahead. But did you see her headscarf?
Oh, sure.
You know, I mean, for real.
Is it made out of butter?
Oh my God! Yeah, right.
That's what Colbert asked last night of Klobuchar. She was on his show.
Funny.
He said, "I need to know. Have you ever been? Have you ever been?" honored by being made out of butter at a state fair.
Oh my God! And wow. That's it. You guys know that, don't you?
It's a big
that's
thing.
A huge thing in Minnesota.
Yeah,
and it's ridiculous.
I guess it's a 90-pound block of butter they start with, and this woman sits there and does it every year.
It's and truly, it's amazing. what
and later it's delicious.
Correct.
Right.
But it really is amazing how you're like, how did you? That's Al Perkins. Like, I mean, how did you just do that? Like,
it's even bitchy.
I know. It has an attitude. It's sassy.
I can almost hear him.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, wait. That's him standing behind it. Come out here. Yeah. So anyway, very funny. But I do enjoy the fact that my home state, I'm proud. That's awesome.
That's cool.
That is good.
That's awesome.
So Ted Cruz.
Damn it.
That fucking Eddie.
Beto.
What was his name?
Beto O'Rourke. Eddie Munster.
Eddie Munster.
Eddie Munster.
Oh, that's right.
But in an interesting thing for a little bit of good news, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is now the youngest member of the U.S. Congress at 20-some years old.
Oh, wow.
Let's see if we can click to a bio, so we'll have to look her up.
Jenny, aren't they funny?
But she did win what looks like 78% of the vote.
She got 78%?
Mm-hmm.
Good on her.
80%.
That's pretty fucking impressive.
Look how freaking close
they are. Is there not a chance that 20% that's coming in, that we could salvage this?
What that means probably is that all the big cities,
That means all the big cities counted. Have
voted. I do appreciate Amina's comment. A Muslim woman who was a refugee got elected to the U.S. Congress, bitch. I love it. It's awesome. It's so true.
Oh, and now the Nebraska governorship has gone the other way. Oh, Kansas is one we were watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kansas looks right.
And Sununu,
Kansas, she won.
Yeah, Sununu is the strange incumbent in New Hampshire. So she was born in 1989.
Good God.
I know.
She defeated incumbent congressman and Democratic caucus chair Joe Crowley in the biggest upset in the 2018 midterm election season.
Primary, right?
In the primary, because he didn't even show up.
Right.
He didn't take her seriously, and he didn't even show up to the debate.
Right.
And she kicked his ass.
Oh, I love it.
Deservedly
and now,
so.
Yeah. She will assume office on January 3rd, 2019, and be the youngest member of the U.S. Congress.
And tell me, who was that against? Who didn't show up?
Joe Crowley didn't show up. And he was one of those people that no one could believe that she was even going to
try to run against him.
Yeah.
What about that fucking Devin Nunes?
We haven't got there yet.
Okay. California just closed.
That fucking Devin Nunes. Yeah.
I don't think California closes till 9.
Yes, yes, Jenny.
Because we're an hour later.
Projected winner. Ted's the projected winner in Texas.
I know.
Oh, Colin is—he's handsome.
Yeah,
good looking boy.
Yeah.
He looks like the guy from Criminal Minds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does.
God, why can't I think of his name?
Because he's too good looking.
He used to be on a soap opera years and years ago.
Yeah, he did.
Y&R, I think.
Yeah, or The Bold and Beautiful, one or the other.
Yes.
Shamar Moore.
Yes, you're right. Indeed, that's it.
So
fucking hot.
A Florida woman says her Holocaust theme yard display is meant to spite her HOA.
I bet she's succeeding.
Her homeowners association.
I'm on her side, whatever this issue is, because the fucking HOAs.
Does she need some lighting?
A Florida woman says she's getting death threats because of the Holocaust themed display she put up in her yard. Susan Lamerton, a realtor in Newport Richey, put up a display earlier this week featuring skeletons with concentration camp ID numbers on their arms.
Oh.
And a Star of David on their chests. The discomfiting display also features a sign reading Arbeit macht frei, which means work sets you free in German. It's a slogan that was on display at the entrance of Nazi concentration camps like Auschwitz. Lamerton's perturbed neighbors say the display is especially scary coming so soon after the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting on Sunday. It sickens me that we have come to this. You know, with what happened in Pittsburgh, neighbor Bonnie Katz told local station. Bonnie's husband, Mitchell Katz, said the decoration said the mention that Lamerton hates Jews and we should die. Lamerton, who told HuffPost she is Jewish, said the display is not for Halloween, but is meant as a political protest against her local homeowners association. Gone all kinds of fucking wrong. Lamerton accused the HOA of harassing her because she put a sign of the Star of David in her yard. which she said is allowed by the rules. HuffPost wasn't able to reach the HOA for comment. Lamerton said she put up the display last week. She didn't seem concerned about the optics after Pittsburgh and claimed to be unaware of the shooting because she works too much to keep track of the news.
Come on.
She said she will keep the display as long as she feels like, thanks to her First Amendment right to free speech. Now, we've all had our issues with the HOA, and you didn't get your garbage can in on time, and blah, blah, this, and blah, blah, that.
Fuck those people.
But at some point,
I don't like them. Fuck those people.
There's a line in the sand that, no. I don't think we need a Holocaust reenactment on your front lawn.
No, I don't think so.
As a protest.
You know, and or...
But if they gave a shit about the Star of David, then I guess escalate the fight.
I don't know.
So I'm kind of on two different sides on this one. Never on the Nazi side, but...
How tall is your tree, and do you have anything hanging from it? Maybe that's a bad idea.
Yeah, there's just that point where you're like,
Is a Mercedes-Benz in the driveway? That's... I mean, I always find that odd.
Right, that's everybody's so happy with that. So the chance of Democratic control, so we'll have a split House, it looks like. split Congress.
Yeah, and that's what's been predicted all along.
Yeah, so the Republicans are going to pick up a couple more seats, have a more comfortable margin there, which means that we can't at all stop any incoming nominations from the Supreme Court. Okay. But we can also start a real investigation into Russia and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now it's official. The House control. Nancy Pelosi will now be the Speaker of the House again.
Right. If they elect her.
Right?
If they elect her. Because they have to have another election about for who the majority leadership is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they may not elect her.
Ocasio-Cortez, a member of the DSA. I'm not sure what the DSA...
the Democratic Socialists. And yes.
I think she is both. I think she is both.
She will caucus with Democrats.
Right.
But she does identify as a socialist, as a Democratic Socialist.
Huh.
So, there you go. And so Jenny had issues with her brake lines and almost getting T-boned.
Oh.
Yeah, was that what it was? I did not see what that was.
And Jenny's brother-in-law blames her HOA for cutting her brake lines. While Amina wonders, how pissed off does someone have to get for a Jewish woman to put a Holocaust display to spite you?
For real.
Don't fuck around with these people. Listen,
no.
Don't fuck around.
So I think the era of big tax breaks for the rich is over, too.
Well, that's good.
And I think whatever Obamacare is now, Obamacare stays.
Okay.
I think we can rest easy.
That's good. Speaking of which, it's open enrollment right now.
Yes, open enrollment. So please take advantage.
So if you need to re-up or if you need to get or whatever it is, do that.
Because
they're not going to help you and the window's very short.
Doesn't that start on the
15th? No. It ends on the 15th of December. It started on the 1st of November.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
And ours goes shorter at work because you're re-upping. Like, it's different kinds of open enrollment. But ours was... allegedly was simple pimple.
Yeah.
And it was quite a bit of work. Like, it really did take.
Well, and your work plans, open enrollment, that date may vary. But if you're not getting your health insurance through work.
Right, your open enrollment through
your
.gov.
Open enrollment through healthcare.gov or whatever your state is, that's happening right now.
Okay.
And you have until the 15th to get insurance for all of next year.
Okay.
The end.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, there's that.
I hate Ted Cruz.
Is it my turn?
Sure. Yeah, I have a story.
Yes.
American Airlines says Piedmont Airlines employee, or excuse me, my bad, start at the beginning of the story. That usually helps. Police say a baggage handler told them that he was drunk when he fell asleep in a cargo hold and flew from Kansas City to Chicago on accident. American Airlines says the Piedmont Airlines employee was working in American flight number 363 on Saturday when the Boeing 737 left Kansas City International Airport with the handler in the heated and pressurized cargo hold area of the plane. Chicago police spokesman Anthony G. What is Anthony G? Because I am not going to attempt to pronounce that last name.
Giovanni?
No, Guglielmelli? Says that he was found when the flight landed about an hour later in Chicago at the airport. Now, just because it takes about an hour to fly from Kansas City to Chicago.
Sure.
The spokesman says the handler told police that he was intoxicated and had fallen asleep. No charges were filed, and he was then sent back to Kansas City. American, the airline, says that it's grateful the handler was not injured and is reviewing what happened. The handler's name was not released.
I was fucked up at work and fell asleep and woke up in Chicago.
So I'm concerned that you were fucked up handling baggage and working around the planes. That's got to be a big... The next story is going to be that he was fired.
Right.
Well, and then, like,
or
when
squished.
You wake up... I mean, if you wake up at 25,000 feet, first off, it's cold.
Yeah.
No, pressurized and heated.
Oh, there you go.
Good. That was part of the story that
so
I read.
So it was comfortable.
Would you like me to read that portion again?
Oh, I guess because they do trap, they do pack animals under there too.
Can you? Use
I always assume
sentence.
It's super cold down there.
Like, no, I agree with you. I agree. No, I agree with you. Now, if he had been one of those people that stows away in the wheel well, like the nose gear wheel well or something, that's
those
cold.
Those people have a rough ride.
Yeah, that's a little bit. That's cold. And then when it opens, miraculously, they just fall out of it.
Yeah. Your Samsonite is sitting comfortable as you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm. So that's why none of your stuff freezes.
Actually, it has more room, probably.
Probably so. The cargo hold is probably more comfortable.
Yeah. Probably has a little more leg room for your suitcase than it does for you.
Yeah, that really sucks.
Speaking of which, basic economy can go fuck itself.
Yeah,
I'm just going to bring that up again, just in case anybody was wondering.
Just in case.
Yeah. Basic economy is awful.
Well, all right. Thank you, Kat.
Well, finger on the pulse, breaking news of old news, of things, the stories that we've been following. I have an update.
Do tell.
The Brady Bunch house.
Oh, God.
Well.
Here's a story about a house.
Here's a story about some people that nobody would recognize on the street anymore.
Right.
TV siblings.
That's so true.
Barry Williams, Maureen McCormick, Christopher Knight, Eve Plum, Mike Lookinland, and Susan Olsen.
Never did understand.
Those are the...
No, I know.
Children from the Brady Bunch.
Luckily, I know all of their names.
You know all of them. They met up for the first time in 15 years last Thursday to kick off HGTV's newly renovated disaster. I mean, series.
Very nice.
They're calling it a very Brady renovation.
Oh, okay.
Because why wouldn't be?
Of course.
Why wouldn't you?
Are they going to go to Hawaii?
Well, the six original cast members were joined by the Property Brothers stars, Jonathan and Drew Scott.
Okay.
Mia Starsiak. And Karen Lane from Good Bones.
Okay.
Flea Market Flips, Lauren Spencer. Restored by the Ford siblings.
I feel
Leanne
like that Lauren
Steve
Spencer
Ford.
Has a new job every time somebody says her name.
I don't fucking know.
She used to be on like GMA, and then she was like decorating Kathy Griffin's house, and then she was
and now she's and now she's doing the Flea Market Flip.
Yeah.
Which is not the newest dance craze, as I thought.
Like, I feel like her career trajectory is kind of heading towards flea markets. Yeah.
Sad for her. Well... On this new series that apparently stars everyone who's ever renovated a house on HGTV, it will debut in 2019 and feature special celebrity guests, most of them not listed here yet. the famous house that served as the facade of the Brady family home in the beloved sitcom from 1969 to 1974 will be restored inside and out to full 1970s style.
Oh.
Why?
But will it have a second goddamn floor?
Who fucking knows? Well, what's so exciting about this project is that we are creating one of the most iconic homes from many of our viewers' childhoods.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they're very proud of themselves.
Are they going to play football in the house?
Oh,
Mom always said there's no throwing ball in the house.
Marsha.
It will be the first time in history that the house from all of our memories will be created in a real brick-and-mortar location. It is certain to be a trip down memory lane. Now, as you remember from previous reporting, HGTV purchased the home for $3.5 million in August, outbidding many who were eyeing the property, including a heartbroken Lance Bass, hashtag Team Lance. Had Bass had the winning bid, he said he would have renovated the inside to match the set.
Nice.
So
now,
he was going to do this.
I'm wondering if he's going to get first right of refusal to when they sell the
when
house.
When they sell it to actually buy it. I think he should tell
Lance.
Them to go fuck himself.
No, no. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
3,000 Maricopa County ballots in limbo as Republican Party threatens a lawsuit. The fate of about 3,000 ballots cast in Maricopa County on Saturday and Monday at five polling places dubbed as, quote, emergency vote centers is up in the air after the state Republican Party threatened a lawsuit. The Arizona GOP sent a letter to all county recorders on Sunday questioning the legality of some of the emergency voting practices. The Maricopa County Recorder's Office offered emergency voting from 8 to 5 p.m. Saturday and Monday for voters who could not make it to the polls on Election Day.
I saw the posting about that.
Wow. So that's another...
So they're saying that helping people vote is illegal?
Is illegal.
Oh.
Can't do that. My God.
Fontes, stand your ground.
Oh,
fuck
I hope
those
so.
People.
I'm on board with him, too. Still.
Goodness gracious.
All right. Ms.
No, that's it.
I'll let you, Ms. Good enough. Ms. Ryer, would you like to share another story?
Well, sure. God damn it.
God damn it.
I mean, because that was, you know. Right?
Yeah, your teaser.
That, yeah, exactly. You know, it's time to get high.
Boy, howdy. What are we doing?
And do you know why, Cap?
Rocky Mountain High?
Because there is a cannabis strain designed specifically to make women orgasm.
All right, I'm in. Let me get a pen.
Very nice.
What is this?
Sounds way out, but science and the legalized cannabis community say it's now true.
No, created enough with the lead up. What's the name of
this shit? Yeah, I'm getting there. So created by Karen Wagner, this unique strain known as a sex pot.
The traditional spelling?
That would be two X's.
Oh, I did not see that coming.
Is designed to help any woman experience a mind-blowing sexual experience.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah, that's a quote. The indica-based strain is derived from a low THC strain recognized as Mr. Nice and contains about 14% THC. This is particularly low. Yeah, right. In comparison to other strains, such as Gorilla Glue and OG Kush.
What is the THC amount in Kush? Does it say?
I haven't got it.
I want to compare.
Yeah, no, I don't know, so I'll have to look that up. I'll have to get back to you.
I'm actually
going to
do that right now.
All right, then.
We'll give the NSA a break.
14%
Gorilla
is your THC percent in.
And OG Kush.
In sex pot.
Okay.
Which will send you to the kingdom come with just a few puffs. Kingdom come, I say.
Gorilla Glue is the other one?
Yes, Gorilla Glue and OG Kush. According to the THC consultant, Eloise Thyssen, high levels of THC can agitate anti-estrogen activity.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Well, that's what I wondered.
Right. Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Is that why the
I'm
going
to have to send Aaron a text. The bad news is that the coming of sex pot is limited
to the
San Francisco Bay Area at
my
the time
sister
of
lives
this
in San
writing,
Francisco.
Which was October 27th. So
now does the story?
All right, so Kush is 20-25%.
I'm down to 14 for.
I'm down to 14 for sex pot. All right. Mm-hmm. We're doing the math here.
But based on what
it's
you
election
just,
day, I want to do math and stats on everything.
Based on what you just said.
Yeah.
Men doing smoking this got nothing, right? Is that what it says? Is that what you're basically saying with that?
Yeah, the only thing that the gender of male might have to do with this is that it's recognized as Mr. Nice.
Interesting.
The strain.
Right,
the
right.
THC strain.
Well, I caught all the words you were saying. I just was curious.
Because it's a low estrogen.
Because is there a...
The higher levels... agitate anti-estrogen activity.
Sure. We don't want that. Don't want that. No.
I'm trying to get at. Is there a strain for
would
guys?
Would you like more estrogen?
I'm going to go ahead and look. My beard is growing just fine.
Thank you.
Mr. Nice is a cross between the legendary G13 strain and the hash plant.
Oh, sure.
Previously unavailable since the 80s, Sensi Seed Bank has put this strain on the market again. It's named in honor of Howard Marks, the Oxford graduate who became one of the biggest cannabis smugglers of our time. After his time in federal prison, Howard released his autobiography entitled Mr. Nice. The indica-dominant plant has extremely dense buds with a sweet smell. Mr. Nice will creep up and provide you with a strong, mellow high.
All right.
He's mostly relaxed, with lots of happy and uplifted, euphoric, and sleepy being the least things to go.
Yeah.
It's moderately difficult to grow. Good yield. It flowers in 7 to 9 weeks.
Where do we get that?
For my body and psyche, Mr. Nice is my perfect mate. I'm not a connoisseur, but I have tried a number of indicas, and this one is by far my favorite.
Very nice. So my sister lives in San Francisco, so we should just go visit her.
I can get a ticket.
Yeah. We have a free place to stay.
Yeah.
So just
apparently
2 days
her place
ago,
is the size of this room, but it's fine. She'll let us stay.
Yeah. No, sure. Thank you.
A review was entitled, it got a 5-star review called fucked off my ass.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Haven't had this in forever. I feel like it doesn't really exist anymore, at least not in Arizona, but I don't know why it doesn't say this, but this strain is stanky. Not sweet smelling or even earthy. It smells like a goddamn foot and it's so nice. They never have stanky strains anymore, just flowery shit, but this is a good one that needs to come back. I was getting Mr. Nice Guy shit from Hawaii, though.
Oh.
So,
you know, I can't tell you the number of times I've said, bring back the stank.
Yeah.
So, I just want to tell you.
Bring back
you know
the
what?
Stank.
Because the number of times is one.
Yeah.
Right just now. Just now. Yeah.
I remember Leafly. When you said that.
Just Leafly.com has a lot of information.
Leafly.com?
Fucking Florida.
Leafly.
Leafly. Well, I'm just going to call.
There's also a WikiLeaf that you can go look up your pot strains on.
Now, I will tell you, though, despite what returns we're getting right now between Gillum and Abrams, we have not seen the last of them.
Oh, huh.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Is it? And she's really something.
I mean, I'd vote for an Abrams-Gillum's ticket. I don't see why you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a twist.
I like
sure.
it.
Why not?
Well, I was going to say Gillum Abrams, but I thought I'd get scolded, so I'd put Abrams
right.
first.
Yeah, ladies first.
Yeah. However you want to get there. I do not have a second story. Because
and it was alphabetical.
My second story was about the guy asleep in the cargo hold.
Oh, but you also shared information about marijuana.
Yeah, there you go.
That's very good. Well,
finger on the pulse.
There you
thanks.
Go. Police in Tennessee say a half-naked woman fell twice through a restaurant ceiling and landed in its kitchen. News outlets report that 26-year-old Harley Morton was arrested Tuesday on charges including trespassing and disorderly conduct. A Kingsport police report says a cook, a restaurant called Cookout, their employee called 911 when the naked bottom half of a woman dropped through the ceiling tiles. It says responding officers found her wallet and her ID on the rooftop of the restaurant. Police say she may have got into the ceiling through an air conditioning unit. It says Morton fell through the ceiling again while officer was on the roof. It says she landed on the floor and was arrested by officers in the restaurant. It's unclear if she has a lawyer. But I'm going to guess this is probably meth-related. I'm just going to guess.
And or she shipped her pants. And it was real convenient.
Super.
She
super
shipped
convenient.
Her pants. My gosh.
They've declared Ducey.
Yeah, as we just saw.
Long time.
Okay.
That was almost as soon as the polls closed. That's been up for like over an hour.
Really? I haven't seen it. I didn't want to see it, really.
The Senate results are creeping in super slow, and it's gone back
Where's
and forth
Governor?
Like twice.
What's happening with Governor? For
ours?
Yeah.
Ducey won.
For real?
That's what we just said.
I meant mayor.
Oh,
sorry.
Mayor.
I'm like, what?
No.
Yeah.
They're not going to call mayor on MSNBC.
Stand by.
Her.
I'm looking at local. Hang on.
We'll figure that out.
You guys are like a dumbass. That's what we just said. I'm like,
right.
I know, but I was thinking, why
we didn't say that?
Stanton's ahead in his race.
Good.
No, that's good.
Yep.
Oh, mine inspector. What a tough race.
Is that unopposed?
No, it's not.
No,
because that's the one that I always run for unofficially unopposed.
Yeah. Oh, but what's
it's always
unopposed?
Which one?
Chevron. Our Justice of the Peace.
Yeah.
Oh, was
JP.
He?
Yeah.
So was fine. Somebody wrote me in today. I was very excited about that.
Shut up. Somebody wrote you in?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Phoenix Mayor, Kate Gallego looks to be up. It's not called yet.
Okay.
And what else do you want to know? Oh, Proposition.
Yep.
Scroll.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like 305 is going to be no.
Thank goodness.
Which is what we want,
yeah,
right?
Which is what we want. Yep.
It looks like 127 is going to be no.
We wanted that one, didn't we?
We went back and forth.
The renewable energy. I voted no.
Oh.
I voted against the constitutional
amendment.
Because
you didn't want someone to have to tell you that.
We have to amend the Constitution to say that APS has to do some shit? That's some bullshit. I don't want that.
Okay.
Well, APS sure seems to be able to get a lot of other shit amended, so everybody else does shit for them.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers...
You're right.
Buying political ads, charges up the ass for electrical stuff. It's astounding to me what they're getting away with, and don't want to supply any. And all their ads were blah blah blah. Percentage of our stuff is renewable energy.
Oh, good. And the California three states is losing. That's good because that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it comes up almost every
fucking
year. Those fucking wackadoos.
They're so fucking
don't
dumb.
Need that either.
Nobody thinks about that. Here's the thing about that. I'm going to rant about that for a second.
Go ahead, rant.
Please.
The thing about the California three states is there's. At least one third of that state that will have no money.
Okay.
There's the middle part of that state does not make enough money to collect the revenue to support the people and the infrastructure. So there will be one state that collapses if California ever did that.
So a two state would be better off if they were going
to
do anything.
Well, yeah, if you have to, but why?
Right. No, I agree.
Sixth largest economy in the world. Just be your own country. Your own, and do your
Well, the reason they wanted three states was because one of them became Republican.
Right.
Two states, they both stay Democratic.
Right.
Three states.
But that Republican state is the one that would fail.
Right.
Because that's where all of the agriculture is. That's where all of the rural communities are. And that's where none of the money is.
Yep. Right.
There's no money. There's more money that goes into that area of the state than ever will come out.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think the two state one almost had a chance because of you buy yourself two more senators.
Two more Senate seats, sure.
So there was an argument to be made there, making it North and South California.
Oh.
Or there was another name. And they use all the water.
Yeah.
That water thing is a big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, big time.
Yes. Although, the water problem goes up and down. That's mm-hmm. I mean, that's a problem, but the agriculture section uses more than they have people.
But that dust bowl in South Central California is no joke. Like, they've been after that in a long time.
Yeah. Well, I think I told you about a documentary that I watched one night about that very thing. I forget what the name of it was, but it was all about that and how conveniently in this one little area, again, it's all this political pay-and-play bullshit where one company is getting all of the kickbacks for this water thing, and they own all the control all the water rights.
Right.
But and they use a ridiculous amount because they're growing crops there that they shouldn't be grown there because they just water the fuck out of it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Pecans being one of them.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I forget because one night
avocados shouldn't be grown there. Avocados should come from a wet region.
Right.
Peaches should not be grown where it doesn't rain constantly. Okay. Peaches should come from Georgia. Stone fruit. Most stone fruits should not be grown where you need that much water because that much water does not happen.
Sure.
But it costs more to try and ship them from Georgia than it does to try and grow them in California because they'll all spoil by the time they get here from Georgia.
So just don't eat peaches.
Well, apparently you can put them in a luggage compartment of a 737 and just fly them here.
Right.
But Johnny, if you could help us out, when they were going to make it North and South California, but it wasn't called that. They had names for them, if anybody remembers.
My family goes on big, long rants about it.
Further South California?
Yeah, Meow Cal, could you please put that on a map?
No, but there really were names ready. Like, Surfer they did Town. Have, when it was going to be split in two, they had names ready. And they were actually, it was actually kind of nice.
Mm.
Oh. Sounds exciting.
And I don't know if
it's... I have it.
We'd fuck up all the flags. I mean, they screw up everything.
That's what, we could use an update on the flag. It's fine.
Let's see.
I like it. Just
peaches are delicious, Jenny. I agree.
I have peaches, too. I haven't had it in a long time. Not in a while.
Oh, clean elections might win in Arizona. What?
Well.
Looky there.
Looky.
Goodness. What are we doing now? Is it my story?
Al's
going to
look up something, and then Al's got a segment.
Oh, yeah. my entertainment section is going to be quick. You don't need to run the thing.
Oh,
it's too late.
We got a whole break.
Run the thing.
We
need a break.
We have a break.
So we're going to talk about yes, and avocado should come from anywhere that's wet. We're going to talk about Bohemian Rhapsody. We're going to talk about Beautiful Boy because we have our finger on the pulse of that.
Yeah.
My nervous breakdown after seeing both movies. We are going to talk about a new Amazon Prime show that I thought was
Is it the
amazing.
Julia Roberts one?
Super terrific. Super good. And that's
exciting. Great. I'm excited.
So you filled the entire teaser segment right there. We'll be right back, kids.
I'm here because I burned some bridges at Wendy's.
You're listening to Hugh Talk America.